Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
With Jaden Forster.
Yes, indeed. The man himself is with us. Jaden Forster, good morning to you. How are you this Friday morning?
I'm good, thank you, Robbo. Great to be back with you.
Yes, likewise. Great to have you back. Hey, the latest in the Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard. What is going on here? These two.
Yeah, I think they're both a bit wacky, to be honest with you. And I think they probably should have severed ties a long time before they did. But anyway, we are here in this situation that we're in now in their defamation trial. And it's quite extraordinary, really, to think that there's still another 3 and a bit weeks to play out in this particular case. But, you know, it's got all of the makings of a Hollywood movie, but it is a very serious thing. We're talking about an extremely toxic relationship and an alleged case of domestic abuse. And this week we heard from witnesses testifying for Johnny's side of the case, in that a psychologist testified that Amber Heard, in her opinion, had 2 personality disorders, but no form of PTSD. We heard from a cop who testified that, based on the appearance of Amber's body when they attended their luxury apartment back in 2015 or 2016, that she didn't believe that Amber Heard was a victim of domestic abuse. And now, in like a major plot twist from a movie, a petition created way back in 2020 calling for Amber Heard to be dumped from the second Aquaman movie, which wrapped up filming in January, has now amassed more than 2 million signatures. So it's just extraordinary. You can't script this sort of stuff.
No, you can't. Well, the old watch this space, because I'm sure there's plenty more to come, that's for sure. Hey, it's a month or so on from the Oscars now. The Will Smith slap still making headlines.
It is, yes. This week, Chris Rock's mum, Rose Rock, she's an author and a motivational speaker, quite a good one too, I must say. She was in Colombia for a speaking engagement, and she did a TV interview earlier in the week with a TV show over there called Soda City Live. And she was asked about that particular slap. Here's how she responded to that particular question.
When Will slapped Chris, he slapped all of us. But he really slapped me.
Why do you say that?
Because when you hurt my child, you hurt me.
Yeah, I can totally understand that.
Yep, pretty fair enough. And yeah, for what it's worth, Will Smith, his wife last week, I spoke about this with Marcus, said that they are going through a process of deep healing. For what it's worth, this week, Will Smith has been in India seeking some spiritual guidance from a guru. So hopefully he is getting some help, and it's not just all PR and words, because clearly, the guy has some issues.
Now, when you're sort of doing any entertainment reporting, we all love a bit of gossip. And the NAB Mini Legends TV ad is back this year with a new commercial set to hit our screens later in the year. You've got a bit of gossip for us, mate.
I do, yes. After a bit of a hiatus due to obvious reasons, there is a new installment in that series coming to our screens later in the year. It's all shrouded in secrecy at this stage, but I can tell you that for fact that it is happening. My intel is that, as usual, there'll be about 8 to 10 kids appearing in the ad. I believe some a player from Brisbane, a player from the Doggies, Port Adelaide, and there's some other clubs in there as well to feature in the ad. So it should be great to have that back. It's always done to a really high caliber. And I think the best part about it too is that anyone can literally be in this ad. Like 9 times out of 10, they're not child actors. They're just kids off the street. So for what it's worth, chameleoncasting.com.au or Chameleon Casting Online are the agency that will be casting that particular ad. So if people are interested, or if they have kids that want to get on TV or like footy, that will be the place to go for all of the details once they sort that all out.
Great stuff, as always. All right, Jaden, have a great week and look forward to another update next week on the show.
I'll catch you then. Thanks, Robbo.
Jaden Forster, our celebrity reporter here on the Wake Up Call at Gold Centre Victoria.